it's important to highlight what a tremendous partnership with Moinelli and Daryl Mitchell. First of all, Daryl has batted 5.5 hours there, or 5 hours. Done a terrific job holding it all together. Great powers of concentration, and shame he got out. And Moen was similarly, they both played well together. Moen deserved a century, he was just out short of a century, but I thought their concentration was excellent, their running between the wickets was excellent. It was desperate for us to make sure that them two guys were there when the second new ball came around. Sadly, Moen got out just before, it left us a little bit exposed. Some decent bowling from Fletcher there at the end picked up some wickets, so that was a crucial period. I think we lost 4 wickets for 18 there, but that new ball certainly was always going to be a crucial time, and that's why we needed two guys in to face it and deal with it.
And chasing that many runs, that's a massive target. Was the mindset, well, we're just going to go out and bat?
No, the mindset, yeah, a little bit like that, Dave, but if you look at the amount of runs, just what I said to the lads this morning was, if you look at the amount of runs, it's quite a mountain to climb, but if you see that they batted 3 hours in the first innings, we batted 3 hours 17, they've batted 6 in the second innings, or a little bit more now, but if we bat 7 hours, then we're going to be somewhere near. So it was more a case of trying to bat time. We knew we'd score runs at the same time, and for a period of that innings we were going really well doing that, and it's a big ask now for Shaq Chowdhury and James Cameron, but they're both very, very capable players, and you know how we've surprised Notts today the way that we've fought back, particularly with that partnership, so there's no reason why them two guys can't form a good partnership. They both can bat, they both can play. So there's still some cricket left to be played.
Yeah. Going back to this morning, Alan Richardson, another 5 for. You did the job there, polished them off fairly quickly.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed with us letting Andre Adams get 25. I don't think we stuck to the plans that we wanted to do. In our prep meeting, we talked about bowling at him, and I don't think we carried out those plans particularly well until he did the right thing, which is what the plan was in the first place, and bowl fast and straight and york him. But having said that, Alan's efforts yesterday were fantastic. We didn't bowl particularly well as a unit yesterday, but Alan's was a standout performer again, and thoroughly deserved 5 today.
And still in it. Play for
like
in the morning.
I said earlier, you know, it's a partnership between now Cameron and Chowdhury, but both are very capable players, and you know, it's still a decent wicket. You know, we just got to get over that first sort of half hour, 40 minutes of this new ball again, and if we can do that, then I'm pretty sure that they'll feel confident they can get us close, and if we get close, we've got other guys to come in who can take us past.